But it still was reality for the people who did. And in this way, you may see similar things happen in the future, where you hear about it, you read about it. It's not your experience, but you can relate other people got stuck in these realities. And these gridlocking-type situations, these breakdowns, will be more and more and more unusual and in various systems in different places around the country. So again, setting up an affirmation to say, I'm always in the right place at the right time, doing just fine. That is an agreement and a belief that if you sustain that, that is your agreement with reality. All right? Mm-hmm. But you must believe it. It's not some wishful thinking. But believing is creating. And let's say creating reaffirms the power of your beliefs. What else, Pat?
That's all for now. Thank you.
All right.
Please?
Yes.
This is Wendy.
Wendy.
I just had a question about when the soul or the spirit comes into the body. I know it can go in and out at various times for various reasons. But in between the period of time from conception to birth, is the soul or the spirit in the body most of the time, or none of the time, or some of the time?
In general, the soul spirit goes in and out during the gestation period. But there are some beings who are so determined to be here and to get in that soul spirit may anchor from the very beginning. And if you were, let's say, a mother who had a dozen or so children, even if you had a good half a dozen, you would have a good track record behind you to see how different all the pregnancies were. How each soul spirit enters the body and plays around with the developing life form in different capacities. So some can anchor really, really strongly early on. Others may, let's say, flitter about and say, well, I don't know, do I want to do this? And have to overcome their own inhibitions before they fully anchor. Sometimes a child is born and the spirit is sort of still half in, half out, not certain if it wants to stay. Recently, Avik was talking to a midwife, and she told a very interesting story. She said that one of the difficult births that she was assisting, the child's head and the shoulders were too big to come through the womb. The uterus was not large enough. The child was struggling to get through. And she said she could see that the baby was turning blue and they were going to lose the baby. Baby would not come out. The shoulders were too big or stuck or something. She prayed, she said. She prayed to Great Spirit, prayed to the forces of existence, and the child, just like that, the spirit left. As soon as the spirit left the child went limp, the mother pushed, the baby came out, and within a number of seconds, the spirit went back into the body. So spirit is flexible. The body plays. It can play the body. In life, you can still have your spirit go in and out of the body. People who are highly traumatized will find that the spirit does not want to stay in the body. That is why you will hear examples of people who have had sexual abuse, ritual abuse, torture, different sorts of things like this. Even people who have operations, they remove themselves from the body while the trauma is taking place. And certainly this has come out in hospital doctor stories where people would say, well, I was out of the body when you did that operation on me, and I can tell you exactly what you said and what you did. Of course, this always freaks the doctors and the nurses out. So your spirit is flexible. The problem is if you leave the body too much. Once you take a body on, if you are constantly being dissociated and removed from the body, or you self-remove from the body, people who take too many drugs, alcoholism, this sort of thing, it is a way of pushing the spirit out of the body.